most unusual. It's an aggressive viral infection of some kind, but like nothing I've seen before.
What is that stuff on his body?
The veins are thickening. His skin is changing, mutating. What happened down there, Morgan?
This wasn't a supply mission like the others. We certainly weren't expecting to find anything alive down there.
What were you looking for?
Access codes.
For the biodomes.
But Blake and Jesse were ambushed.
Why do you think they were ambushed?
He called it a swarm. Some sort of djinn mod species with claws and teeth. It's like they were protecting the control computer. And there was something else. Something big. It's out.
This vending machine's been registering empty for months now, but it's still the gift that keeps on giving. I've no idea how it's still even printing, but I'm not going to jinx it. Here, put this on. Your raid was reckless, Morgan. You've put everyone at risk. Those old insignia life labs were shut down and sealed off for a reason. I wouldn't have signed this mission off if I'd known about it.
Well, Doc, that's exactly why we didn't tell you.
Why did you take such a risk for access codes, Morgan?
We're going to destroy the biodomes.
Coexistence. Episode 10. Rare Earth Resistance.
Someone has been here, Professor. An entrance has been laser cut into the pipes of the air ducts above. They have rappelled down. Door security code has been hacked. Messy. An amateur job. Two fails before access was granted.
Rare Earth. Blake used to talk about Rare Earth. Reclaiming organic life on old Earth.
Those hacktivists meant well, but sometimes they do far more harm than good. Desperate times, desperate measures. I guess they won't give many other options.
Professor, I detect many life forms inside. Active X-5.
Be careful.
Masked up, Rachel Hunter.
The hell is this place? There's cages here. Are those dead animals? What were they?
Scanning. Domestic mammals. Keep moving. We are approaching the tank.
Wow. It's huge. That's terrifying.
It has been completely decimated. The Aqua. She has torn it to pieces.
Is that where the giant squid came from?
It is not a giant squid.
Collect a sample, please, Lithium.
Did you hear that? Scanning for life. I'm not getting anything. Lithium, where are they?
The biological cluster is directly above.
Powering up the laser cut. Switching to infrared.
Get ready, Rachel Hunter.
Watch out! Lithium! Over there, behind you! And there!
Electrify.
Oh, shit! How the hell did you do that?
More are approaching.
Proceed to the refrigeration room. You must extract that enzyme.
Activating energy field.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Professor, come in. I've lost comms.
We do not have much time. I have enclosed us in a magnetic energy field. Keller's comms cannot reach us in here. He will not be able to hear you or what I am about to play you. I have been instructed to get a message to you, Rachel.
A message?
From a friend of your father. Accessing keystroke encryption.
Rachel Hunter, welcome to the Rare Earth Resistance. This is the only dead zone in Tier City where we can safely relay a message directly to you. There are too many data leaks on the tiers above. We lost contact with your father yesterday. He wanted me to tell you that he's sorry that he had to pass this responsibility on to you. Your father and I have been preparing for the end of days since the doors of Tier City were locked to the world outside. The data drive that he passed on to you is the key to bringing centuries of abuse of power to an end. It will expose all of Insignia Life's crimes against humanity. It holds the proof that there is still life on Earth. Insignia Life have propagated lies that there's nothing out there for us, but Rachel, there is. Tier City is a lie. There were no bombs. There was no fallout. There is life. But those lives are in danger. Many thousands of people outside of Tier City have been abandoned. They've just been left to die. It's genocide, Rachel. Your friend, Blake, he's in a coma. You should know that he was crucial in enabling the Resistance to carry out the next stage of our retaliation. Many lives have been lost to get us here. Rachel, Insignia Life have left the door wide open for us. The Lucky 2000 was their most arrogant mistake. We, the Rare Earth Resistance, have taken control of that so-called lottery ticket. We've had it hacked right from the beginning. We have many hundreds of agents, men and women of the Rare Earth Resistance, some in positions of great influence, occupying the biodomes right now. The Lucky 2000 was our way in. And we have a place for you, Rachel. right alongside us. Lithium will update your ID chip with a new identity and security clearance for the biodomes. You are one of the lucky ones. Take the data drive to our agent on Biodome 1. He will make himself known to you once you've logged in under your new identity. Together, you must expose the lies and prevent everything that we've already lost from being lost forever. Blake helped us get the access codes, and now our agents are ready to plant explosives across the domes. We will force Insignia Life and the Universal Council to listen to us and be held accountable for their crimes against humanity. The bombs will be used as leverage until the investigation is complete. Your father has made it very clear that Professor Keller must never know about this message. He cannot be trusted. He must think that he is guiding you on the path of his choosing. Good luck, Rachel. The Rare Earth Resistance thank you for your service. Lithium will now destroy the master computer.
Electrified. Deactivating field.
Rachel, Lithium. Why can't you hear me? She's approaching. Repeat, the aqua is near. Can you hear me?
Professor.
What happened?
We experienced a temporary blackout.
You've been down there too long. You're attracting her attention. She's coming. Do you see her? Do you see her?
Lithium. There's a new life form on the scanner.
I must collect the specimen.
Lithium, don't leave me!
Refrigeration room. Proceeding with extraction. Injecting bacteria into sterile glycerol. Container is sealed. Genzyme is secure. Returning to ship.
She's here. My God. You're incredible.
Don't look directly at it. Listen to me. Do not look her in the eye, Rachel.
You're beautiful. What do you want? Your eyes. I've seen you. I know you.
Thank you. Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawned something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.